Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University. Joseph Shami is research director at the Center for Migration Studies in New York. He discusses the four options for policymakers on immigration policy and why some form of legalization is the only viable choice.
12 Million Shadows, America's Immigration Dilemma. Demographics, economics, national security leave politicians with little choice but to accept de facto legalization. By Joseph Shami. As the U.S. presidential campaign grinds on, policymakers debate what should be done about the estimated 12 million illegal aliens, mostly Hispanic, with nearly 60% from Mexico and 25% from Central America and the Caribbean, residing in the U.S. Broadly speaking, four possible options, each with several variants, are available. At one extreme is the option granting legalization. This option, sometimes referred to as amnesty, allows illegal aliens to remain in the country legally and then eventually, with the necessary screening, tests, fines, and fees, to have the opportunity to become U.S. citizens. The top five U.S. presidential candidates favor this option. Senator John McCain co-sponsored, and both Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, supported the unsuccessful Bush-backed immigration reform legislation, which, among other things, would have provided a legal path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. The legalization option was achieved in the recent past under the strong support and leadership of President Ronald Reagan. In 1986, the U.S. granted nearly 3 million illegal aliens legalization or amnesty, with the intention that such opportunity would be the country's last. Many argue that legalization is a mistake because it rewards illegal immigration, undermining the rule of law, invites others to enter the country illegally, and keeps pressure on the borders. Public opinion polls in recent years reveal that a large majority of Americans do not want to make it easier for illegal aliens to become citizens. At the other extreme is the option to repatriate illegal aliens, an option that involves millions of illegal aliens deciding to return home on their own, as well as government authorities sending them back involuntarily. Governor Mitt Romney's position was closest to the repatriation option. He condemned the recent immigration reform legislation, opposed allowing illegal aliens to gain legal status in the country apart from existing procedures available to all non-citizens, and opposed President Bush's proposed guest worker plan. While the government could certainly repatriate some illegal aliens, would millions of illegal aliens voluntarily decide to leave? Some argue that consistent, across-the-board enforcement of immigration laws, such as verification of workers' legal status, worksite enforcement, sanctions against employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens, and the cutoff of federal and state benefits, except in emergency, would shrink the number of illegal aliens as they give up and deport themselves. In addition to quickly returning any illegal aliens caught at the border, strong law enforcement would remove opportunities for employment and social services for illegal aliens. The repatriation option, except when illegal aliens are captured near the border or commit serious crimes, is not being seriously considered by most political leaders in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, for example, suggests that it's simply impractical to deport the millions of foreigners present in the country illegally. He says the cost of identifying all of those people and sending them back would be stupendous. It would be billions and billions of dollars. The third option is a kind of compromise between legalization and repatriation. It proposes to issue temporary guest worker permits to illegal aliens holding jobs for a fixed period of time, for example, 6 years, after which they would return to their home countries. Here again, the majority of the American public opposes the guest worker option, many because they see it as backdoor amnesty. Also, many express skepticism about the chances of guest workers returning to their homes at the end of the period and expect that these workers will simply stay and end up as illegal aliens again. The fourth option is maintaining the status quo. Under this option, illegal aliens retain their current illegal status. Except at the borders, little law enforcement would be taken against illegal aliens or their employers. In other words, the estimated 12 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. would not be repatriated to their home countries, but would continue to work, live, and raise families in the U.S. under an ambiguous status. For now, legalization does not appear to be an acceptable option for much of the American public, as well as many elected officials. Similarly, repatriation does not seem to be a viable option. In addition to the Bush administration and many in Congress, businesses, religious institutions, trade unions, and special interest groups oppose the repatriation of millions of illegal aliens. Given the strong opposition to both legalization and repatriation, some have backed a guest worker program. But here again, public opinion is not enthusiastic about such a program, especially in light of the current economic slowdown and uncertainties in the financial markets. All that remains, then, is the status quo option. Clearly, this is politically advantageous, at least in the short run. It postpones difficult, painful decisions, thereby avoiding alienation of voters, especially Hispanics, who count for a third of the population in California, a quarter in Arizona, and some 15% in New York and New Jersey, or offending powerful special interest groups, especially in a presidential election year. In the months ahead, especially after the election of a new U.S. president, considerable debate, much of it acrimonious, will likely take place, with protests and possibly some civil disorder occurring. Also, during this period, the population of illegal aliens will continue to grow, becoming increasingly distributed geographically across the country, as well as progressively more integrated within various economic, social, cultural, and political sectors of U.S. society. Given experience of the recent past, arriving at a politically acceptable solution to the presence of millions of illegal aliens will likely be a difficult and time-consuming undertaking. At the least, it requires reaching a consensus that takes into account economic, social, cultural, and political factors relating to the presence of large numbers of illegal aliens. Such interests cover a broad range of critical issues, such as justice, law, and constitutional order, social cohesion, integration, and national unity, economic growth, wages, and labor force needs, demographic changes, environmental concerns, human rights and responsibilities, and compassion and decency. Likewise, consensus requires a balance among many competing foreign groups and affairs, national security, and the U.S. image abroad. In the long run, however, three issues, demographics, economic interests, and national security, will come to dominate the political debate. The overwhelming bulk of future U.S. population growth, some 80% by mid-century, will come from immigrants and their descendants. In addition, increasing proportions of the country's future population will be of Hispanic origin, reaching nearly 25% of the population by mid-century. Researchers and policymakers increasingly recognize that the integration of illegal aliens and their families into American society reduces risks to national security. Not surprisingly, after 9/11, government authorities wished to bring illegal aliens out of the shadows and into a regulated system. By so doing, they can better assess possible criminal backgrounds and security risks of illegal aliens residing in the country. Also, government policies aim to continue fully integrating the children of illegal aliens, many U.S. citizens, and avoid creating an underclass of frustrated and angry youth, as has been witnessed in a number of European countries. Simply stated, too many future voters are at stake, too much money and economic interests are involved, and too many security risks are at play for drastic changes in immigration policy. These powerful forces all point to the only viable long-term option for addressing the presence of 12 million illegal aliens residing in the U.S. legalization.
This and other Yale Global articles can be found at yaleglobal.yale.edu.